Hello, this is Break Free, Clarinet Part 1. So, at the beginning of this piece of music, you will see 4-4, that is the time signature, 4 beats in a bar. At the beginning, you've got to count 4 full bars, and then another 3 beats, and then you're in with your first section. So it's a good idea to listen to the backing tracks. There's 2 versions on the website, one with vocals and one without. So you can hear where you're going to actually come in. And you probably instinctively will come in at the correct place, but it's a good idea to count accurately as well, because then you definitely know that you're going to come in the right place. So at the beginning, you're going to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 2, 2, 3, 4, 3, 2, 3, 4, 4, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, and then you'll come in with your first notes, okay? So I'm going to play the first section to bar 21 for you. Okay, and then I'm going to miss out 22, because what you need to do is sing along and practice clapping the rhythms to the chorus with the backing tracks with the vocals on. This will help you a lot with the rhythms and the notes that you've got to play in that section between 22 and 30. I'm then going to play from 30 through to the first time bar. At the first time bar is those last 4 bars of that page. You'll see a 2 coda and then a number 1 and then a big bracket. That is your first time bar, which you can play when you first play the piece of music. Then you can see 2 dots and a big bracket. Now at the beginning of the piece of music, on the third and fourth notes, just before the third and fourth notes, you've got another big bracket. That means that section has got to be repeated. So you're going to play from the beginning all the way through to the first page and back to those dots at the beginning. Then you're going to play all the first page again, but you're not going to play the last 4 bars. You're going to go to number 2, which is on the second page, which is where you've got the second time bar. Then you're going to play through that second page to the sign, and it says DS a la coda. That means go back to the sign and then the coda section. So the coda sign is at number bar 22, halfway down your first page. So you're going to play from section from 22 to where it says to coda, that's just before your first time bar, and then you're going to zoom across to your second page and play those 2 long notes at the very end, that's halfway down your second page. So this is the beginning. I'm going to count in 3 beats rest, all right, and then you're going to come in. So 21. Right, now I'm going to play from bar 30, okay? This is starting on your G. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Notes was the intro to go back to the very, very beginning. Now, if you notice in your key signature, you've got an F sharp and a C sharp. All right, so you haven't got to worry about the C sharp because you haven't got any C's in the piece of music. But the F sharp is your first finger, your E finger, without your thumb at the back. Okay, that's your F sharp. That's the note that you're playing the scale of G major when you're doing your scales in for grade 1 that we've been looking at. So all the way through, when you see the F note, make sure you play F sharp. Right, now I'm going to go from the second section, okay, and I'm going to go from the second time bar, I'm going to go from the coda, All right, those triplet notes where it says to coda, I'm going to link it to the second time bar. One, two, three, four. When you go back to the sign of bar 22, then play all the way through that section, and you're going to go from those triplets where it's marked a coda to the coda sign, okay, which is just two long notes. So I'm just going to go from bar 37 where it says to coda. One, two, three, four. So that's the clarinet one part for break free.